This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Poison. Ever feel like your phone has a mind of its own? Like it's got you trapped in a never-ending scroll through social media, just sucking the life out of you? You know that feeling when you're supposed to be focusing on something important, but suddenly you've fallen down a rabbit hole of cat videos and celebrity gossip? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that technology, the very thing that seems to be driving us crazy, could actually be used to enhance our mental well-being? Sound too good to be true? Stick around, because today, we're diving deep into how to flip the script and use tech to actually benefit your mind. First things first, let's get real. Technology is a double-edged sword. It can be amazing for connecting with people, learning new things, and even finding moments of joy. But it can also be incredibly addictive, draining our attention and leaving us feeling more stressed and isolated than ever. The key, my friends, is finding that sweet spot, harnessing the power of tech without letting it control our lives. So how do we do that? Here are 5 game-changing takeaways to get you started. 1. Become a mindful tech user. This isn't about swearing off your phone completely, though. Hey, maybe take a digital detox day every now and then. It's about being more aware of how you use technology. Notice when you're mindlessly scrolling, how it makes you feel, and identify your triggers. Are you checking social media every 5 minutes out of boredom? Are you using your phone as a way to avoid uncomfortable emotions? By becoming more aware, you can start making conscious choices about your tech use. 2. Curate your digital diet. Just like with real food, what you consume digitally matters. Think about the apps, websites, and social media accounts that truly enrich your life. Are they inspiring, informative, or genuinely funny? Now, think about those that leave you feeling drained, anxious, or comparing yourself to others. It might be time to unsubscribe, unfollow, or delete those apps that are weighing you down. Remember, your mental health is worth it. 3. Turn off notifications. Ever feel like a prisoner to the ping of a notification? You're not alone. Those constant alerts can disrupt our focus and create a sense of urgency that isn't always necessary. Turn off those non-essential notifications, emails, social media updates, even game alerts. Give yourself permission to be present in the moment and reclaim your attention. 4. Embrace tech for mindfulness. Here's where things get really interesting. There are tons of incredible apps and tools designed to help you manage stress, improve focus, and cultivate mindfulness. Guided meditation apps like Headspace or Calm can help calm your racing thoughts, while productivity apps like Forest can keep you on track and reduce distractions. 5. Connect real life. Remember those people you actually know? The ones who make you laugh, offer support, and share real-life experiences with you. Technology is amazing for connecting us, but nothing beats face-to-face interaction. Schedule time for real conversations, go on adventures together, or simply enjoy a meal without your phones in sight. Speaking of tech helping with mental well-being, let me tell you about Sarah. A few months ago, she was feeling overwhelmed with work deadlines and social pressures. She found herself constantly checking her phone, scrolling through endless news feeds, and feeling more anxious than ever. Then she discovered a mindfulness app that offered guided meditations and breathing exercises. Within weeks, Sarah noticed a huge difference. She felt calmer, more focused, and better equipped to handle stress. Not only that, but she started making more time for real-life connections with friends and family, something she had been neglecting while lost in the digital world. So, my friends, technology isn't inherently good or bad. It's a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill. By being mindful, intentional, and strategic about our tech use, we can actually harness its power to enhance our mental well-being, reduce stress, and create a more balanced and fulfilling life. Remember, you've got this. Start small, experiment with different tools, and find what works best for you. You have the power to reclaim your attention, cultivate inner peace, and thrive in our digital age. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little tech detox inspiration, maybe even tag them on social media. And as always, keep those conversations going. What are some of your favorite ways to use technology for good? Let me know in the comments below. I can't wait to hear your thoughts. Until next time, stay curious, stay connected, and most importantly, stay well.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.